Good morning, my friends. It is good to be here with you once again. You know, one of the questions that comes up and is asked of me often is, what do I do with my thoughts? I'm always having thoughts, even when I'm trying to quit thinking. So I want to spend some time today guiding you through a meditation on one way to respond to the thoughts that come into your mind. First of all, we can't resist them because resistance makes things persist. Resistance creates persistence, and the thoughts only grow stronger. Second, the human mind is meant to receive thoughts and to create thoughts. We are created that way, and we will always have thoughts, ideas, imaginations, memories, and random distractions. The work is to let them pass through. Value them, notice them, and let them pass. But how do I do this? Let's settle into a meditative posture, so that I can offer you one way of working with those thoughts. And there are many, because everybody has that same question. So be seated and find that comfortable posture, allowing your breath to rise up your spine and straighten it in just the right way. Notice your shoulders hanging, or your arms supported, and your hands in your lap. Allow your eyes to close gently and follow along with me. Focus your attention on your breathing, simply paying attention to what it feels like in your body as you breathe slowly in and then slowly out. Immerse yourself in that experience of breathing and spend a little bit of time here riding the waves of your own breath. Become aware of whatever thoughts are entering your mind as you turn your attention to listen to a different way of understanding. The mind operates like working in an old-time mailroom, you know, the kind where people put their mail into a chute and then close the chute, and that would send it down, straight down to the mailroom, where in this case, you are waiting, because that's your job, to sort the mail. Their thoughts, contained in postage-stamped mail, they come randomly, sometimes two at a time, sometimes 12, sometimes only one, and some are a different color or size. But you are doing the work of noticing only the end of each address, where the zip code is, and mindfully putting envelopes in the sorting boxes where they belong. You feel calm and centered and steady as you go about this work today, noticing the familiar uneven rhythm of mail coming down, and noticing that you have trained your eyes to look directly at the zip code at the end, and then let it go. Your breath is easy and even. Let's bring this into your breathing in the present moment and notice that it is easy and even, and where it is in your body. Now shift your attention again to notice the thoughts that are entering the mailroom of your mind. Notice that you're dropping these thought envelopes into their sorting bins and letting them go. These thought envelopes are simply events happening inside your mind's awareness. Envelopes of different sizes and colors, envelopes containing as yet undone tasks, emotionally charged experiences, random imagination or worry, or something else. Just thought envelopes coming into the chute and down to be sorted and released. By now, they float into their bins all by themselves. It's your imagination, you know. You can do that. Watch them come in, look around, and then float right into their bin. You don't even have to hold on to or follow them. Just let them come and go on their own. And here comes an opportunity to practice mindfulness of thoughts when suddenly a very big red envelope comes through. It gets stuck a little as it comes down the chute, but finally makes it right into your mind. In this case, mindfully notice what took you away from observing so that you can learn from that later, and notice what triggers a shift in your awareness when you are trying to hold steady. What was it right now that caused your mind to shift? What was the trigger? Notice it and put it into a special file to come back to later. Getting immersed in an unusual thought is completely normal. So just notice it, take care of it, and shift your attention back to observing. Observing the thought envelopes in all their sizes, shapes, colors, and the way that they move. And allowing your awareness of a thought to notice and let that peak. Notice when it peaks and then let it go down the other side and out. One thought after the next in these next few moments. Breathing slowly and gently. Steady. When a bright and big one comes through, if it does, put it in the file you keep over in that drawer for big, bright thoughts. And notice what triggered remembering that or being in a thought about that. It's really not useful in the mailroom to rip open envelopes. So we're going to file it away for later and stay steady. As we get ready to close, bring with you whatever you need to know, whatever you want to keep from this meditative practice about working with thoughts, what thoughts really are, and about responding to those bright and big thoughts or dark thoughts that capture you suddenly. With your attention on your breathing, slow and steady, open your eyes gently when you feel ready. Namaste. Amen.